Jesus said in Mark 7, you worship God in vain, keeping your man-made traditions. Go read it. Mark 7, 6. Excuse me. I think it's Mark 7, 6 through 9. Keeping your vain man-made traditions. Your cultural dress in your community is unbiblical for men. How come men get to show their bodies off, but the women have to cover up in a long robe? Did you know the Bible teaches even men to wear that? Go back and read Genesis 3. Go see what Jesus and Paul and Peter and the prophets all wore. But yet you men are hypocrites. The Bible teaches you to teach and preach the full counsel of God's word. Anabaptists don't do that. I'm down here at this community. We travel the country to preach the gospel. What are you doing with your life? Wasting it on idle entertainment and vain things. When the world is dying and going to hell. Anabaptists don't love. It proves they're not of God. Go read John 13. My Savior is not a liar. So we come and ask any man, bring a Bible. Give me a Bible verse. Why you're an Anabaptist when Jesus was not an Anabaptist. I'm waiting for any man to bring a Bible verse. One man walked up to talk. He didn't have a Bible verse. He had some lame excuse that he's born an Anabaptist. Hey, I was born a sinner. Can I stay that and keep doing it? No, I had to come out of the world in evangelicalism and repent and lose my life for Christ. Yeah, we looked at the Anabaptists once and tested them and realized that all of your cultural ways in the culture of Anabaptism and all of your, yes, worldliness, ecumenicalism, unbiblical ways, false gospel, pagan holidays, feminization. Yeah, a lot of Anabaptists have feminization. They have adornment and bright colors and tight clothing and cold, dead hearts. Look at my sign says, Jesus will rebuke the lukewarm. That's you, Anabaptist. Unless you're striving in the scriptures, unless you're teaching sound doctrine, unless you're preaching and reaching the lost, you are the lukewarm that Jesus would rebuke. It's loving to come and call you out of your sin. Repent, Anabaptist, before you perish.